Hi everyone, welcome back to the Deep Psychology Podcast. I'm your host, Ross Edwards, and today we're going to continue with our November series on the furnace of intimate relationships. Today we're going to discuss the role of responsibility in relationships, and you might just find that this is really the key to mastering your intimate relationship. Welcome to the Deep Psychology Podcast. I'm your host, Ross Edwards, author, coach, and podcaster. We cover deep insights into your psychology, helping you grow in psyche and spirit. Make sure to subscribe to Deep Psychology on Spotify or Apple to stay up to date. You can also visit the website deep-psychology.com, visited by tens of thousands of people every month, for lots of free resources. If you want to go deeper with this work, you might like to do coaching with me. Head to the website for more details. It's time for today's episode. So let's get right into the meat of this episode right here. There's one key principle I want you to take away from this episode today, and it's that you must look after your own speech, behavior, communication, emotions, and thoughts. You must look after your own. Your partner can't look after it for you. You cannot expect them to tell you what is the right way to talk, what's the right way to behave, to communicate, what are the emotions you want to feed, what are the thoughts you want to feed, and how all that relates to your intimate relationship, how you relate to your partner. You cannot expect your partner to look after this stuff for you. And of course, by extension, they cannot expect you to look after their speech, behavior, communication, emotions, and thoughts. So each member of the couple is fully responsible for their own behavior. Now, this might seem like quite a simplistic idea or a simplistic principle to follow, but if you look around you, if you look at your own intimate relationships, you look at the intimate relationships that your friends and family are involved in, you'll probably notice that this is not what is going on most of the time. People are not looking after their own speech, communication, behavior, and so on. They really are not doing this. And if you pay very close attention, you might realize that this is a huge problem. And it's actually one of the main reasons that we have issues in our relationships. However, what I'd like to encourage you is that with any great problem, there's also a great opportunity. And the opportunity is, of course, to take responsibility and look after all of these things within yourself. This is really the core of it. It's in you. This change is in you. So what are we normally doing if this is not what we're doing? What we're basically doing most of the time is that we're blaming our behavior on circumstances, and then we're blaming the circumstances on our partner's behavior. So really, what we're doing is we're blaming our behavior or our speech or our emotions or our communication, whatever. We're blaming it on our partner. Isn't that fascinating? Just that simple principle right there, that we typically blame everything on our partner. Let's just make it very simple. We typically blame everything on our partner. Isn't that just a fascinating principle and a fascinating sort of discovery to pay attention to and to look for and to start to change in yourself? And of course, you can only change this in yourself. You cannot look to your partner and you can't say, well, you need to change your behavior. And if you change your behavior, then I'll stop blaming things on you. No, that is not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you fundamentally are at the wheel of your own speech, behavior, communication, emotions, and thoughts. And of course, because you're at the wheel, you must change. And you must stop blaming these things on your partner. Okay? This is the critical step that is needed. Let's look at a very simple example of how this operates, because this might sound very abstract, but it's really not. It's actually happening all the time. If you pay attention, you'll notice. So let's look at a very simple example. Let's imagine that you are going to the supermarket with your spouse. And when you arrive there and you get the basket and you're ready to go, and you say, well, what are we going to buy today? And your spouse is looking for the shopping list. They thought they had the shopping list, but then they realized that they forgot. They forgot it. They don't have the shopping list. They've forgotten the shopping list. Now, of course, what's the typical thing that would happen here with most couples? Well, you would get angry at your spouse for forgetting the shopping list, and you would then blame them for forgetting it. And it would all be on them. Not just the fact that they've forgotten the shopping list, but it's the fact that you're now angry and it's because of your partner. That's why you're angry. And what I want to propose to you here in this very typical and simple example is that, right, there's a fact here that your spouse forgot the shopping list, okay? However, your reaction is your own reaction, right? You have to realize that it's not so much the situation, and you can't use the situation as a crutch and as an excuse for how you're reacting to what has happened. You see, this is what I'm talking about with responsibility. You have to fundamentally realize if you get angry in this situation, it's your fault. That's your fault. It's your reaction. Okay? Because you could imagine a scenario in which you don't really get angry at all in this situation. Sure, you might not like the fact that your partner has forgotten the shopping list, but you might also realize that they probably didn't do it on purpose, that getting angry isn't really going to solve anything, and that saying nasty things also isn't going to solve anything. And actually, maybe you were just as implicated as they were. Maybe you should have paid more attention as you were leaving the house. Maybe you should have had the shopping list. Maybe you could have asked them before you decided to get in the car. You see, so this is a typical example where we blame our response, which would be an angry response, on the circumstance, which is we don't have a shopping list right now. And we blame that on our partner, on their behavior, which is their forgetfulness, essentially. Right? So really on a very, again, very day-to-day, very sort of even mundane level, very, you know, down to earth, this is happening all the time. Right? I want you to notice this. And what I'm trying to say to you is that your responses, your speech, and your emotions and your thoughts and all of that is all of your responsibility. You must look after it. You cannot expect your spouse to modulate your anger response if they forget the shopping list. Because it's not their response, it's your response, you see. You cannot point the finger at them. And I'm not saying you deny that they forgot the shopping list, because that might be true. But what I'm saying is you have to realize that how you respond to that is entirely your decision, right? Of course, most of us go with the unconscious and automatic decision, which isn't really a decision at all. It's just a blind reaction. And that is to get angry and then blame the other person. Now, what I'm saying is turning the table. I want you to turn the tables on that. I want you to say, this is me. This is my response. And I have control over how I respond. What are some of the problems with the blame game? I'm going to call it the blame game because I think that's a really fun term and a really accurate term for what this is, really. The first one is that you're distracting yourself. What I mean is that as soon as you blame the other person, it means that you can give up any responsibility that you have over your speech, behavior, and communication, and so on. You do not have to then analyze yourself because you can say that there is a cause for this. There's a legitimate cause for it that is outside of your control, and you can blame your partner for that, and your partner might just be the very cause itself. And then you can say, well, that cause justifies my reaction, right? So, and then that absolves you of the responsibility to look at how you're behaving and to ask yourself, is this really, you know, is this really what is called for? Is this really like a conscious decision? Is this really what my partner needs? Is this what our relationship needs? You're distracting yourself. You don't have to look at yourself. As soon as you blame your partner, you don't have to look at yourself anymore. And it's a very clever mechanism, actually. Number two, you're shunning responsibility. So I've mentioned this, but you're basically going against this principle of that you need to look after your own behavior. Because you're basically saying by blaming the other person, you're saying, I don't need to look at my own behavior because it's not me, it's the other person. And what I'm saying is that this is an example of shunning responsibility because actually you have a lot of control and you have a lot of possible decisions you can make about how you're going to respond to that situation. And you're shunning your responsibility, which is really another form of saying you're not taking charge, which is really another form of saying you're being immature. You know, you're just like not, you're not stepping up and you're not really making a conscious choice. You're just, you're almost acting like a child, really. Another problem with the blame game is that both people can blame the other. And now listen, if you're in an intimate relationship right now, you'll probably know that this is what happens all the time. And this is just one of the huge problems with the blame game. And it's really, it's an irresolvable paradox. Because listen, if I blame you and you're blaming me, both of us can't be right and both of us can't be wrong. You see what I'm saying? We're not blaming each other because of any rational reason, because of any well-justified reason. We're blaming each other because we don't want to take responsibility for our own behavior, right? And, you know, we are both involved in this. So if you're saying that if I did something wrong and I'm saying that, no, you did something wrong, well, we are both distracting ourselves, we're both shunning responsibility, and we're both just ignoring this principle that I'm talking about right here. And it's, the tricky thing is that as soon as one starts, it's very easy for the other person to get involved. You know, if I start blaming you when actually I am just as responsible, maybe not for the actual cause of what is happening right now, but for my reaction, well then it's quite easy for the partner to get involved, for you to get involved, because you now have an actual legitimate sort of, you see that the partner is doing something wrong and your initial response to that is to show that to them and sort of blame them for that. So you then might say, well, you're getting angry at me and blah, blah, blah. And then, but you might be doing that in an angry way, you see. So this is the problem with this cycle, is that when you're in the blame game cycle, no one ever takes responsibility. And so really the only way that this situation can change is blocked because no responsibility is possible, and without responsibility, nothing is going to change. And finally, the blame game typically doesn't resolve anything. Like, for example, the shopping list example. If we're at the supermarket and you forget the shopping list and I start going crazy at you and blaming you and all of this and not taking responsibility for my own reaction, after 5 minutes of arguing in the supermarket car park, are we any closer to getting the shopping list and to getting the shopping done? Not really. Not really, because we're sitting there and we're not thinking about what's the solution to this. Instead of thinking about who said what and who did what and who's in the wrong and how I am right and how you are wrong, we could be in solution space right now. We could be halfway home to get the shopping list, you see, but we're not, because we're arguing and we're playing the blame game. The blame game typically doesn't resolve anything, and it's because we are both shunning responsibility, and responsibility is precisely what is required for things to happen, whether that's something like, I need to take responsibility to make sure the shopping list is in the car before we leave, or it's I need to take responsibility for how I speak and how I behave and how I communicate and so on. In any case, responsibility is necessary, and without it, nothing happens. What does it mean to actually take responsibility? I want this to be very clear. It means choosing our emotional states and realizing that our emotional states are our own and no one else's. They're not our partner's emotional states. They are our emotional states. So, for example, you can decide, if your partner makes a mistake, you can decide to go crazy at them, but that's like a decision you're making. And what I'm saying is you can choose another way. That's a choice. You have that choice. And when you take responsibility, you realize you have that choice. We choose how we react regardless of the situation. So this is why it's crucial to realize that your reactions are your own. Your speech is your own. Your behavior is your own. Your communication is your own. Because it puts the power back in your hands. Instead of putting the power in the situation, we've forgotten the shopping list, for example, or putting it in your spouse, my spouse has forgotten the shopping list, therefore my default reaction, which is to get angry, is justified. What I'm saying is that no, your reaction is yours, and you can choose to react regardless of the situation. With the shopping list example, you could choose to say, well, oh, that's a pain, but you probably didn't do it on purpose. Let's find a solution. Let's go home. Or maybe I can start doing it. You can go home and then you can come back and then we'll finish the rest. You know, what is your reaction? This is where you have to be creative. This is where you have to really take responsibility and ask, what is really needed right now? And without, you know, I may be annoyed, but how does that help? Does that really help? And what will help? What can actually move the situation forward? Choosing our speech regardless of the situation. How are you speaking to your partner? Imagine you spoke to yourself in this way. Imagine you spoke to your best friend in this way. Imagine you spoke to your mum or dad or sister or brother in this way. What might happen? Is that how you want to communicate? Do you think that that is really going to create a healthy relationship? I don't know. The responsibility is yours, right? I would suggest that speaking to your partner kindly and clearly, not necessarily being a doormat or succumbing to them all the time, but you know, having a measure of clarity and calmness there would be a desirable thing. Now you can experiment and see, but this is available regardless of the situation. You can actually train yourself. Just as you've trained yourself to act angrily, you can train yourself to act calmly and clearly. and also choosing what we focus on. We can choose what we focus on. Often we focus on our partner's flaws and weaknesses and the mistakes they've made instead of the opposite. What do they bring to the table? What things do you take for granted about them that when you're not around them, you realize are really positive? What have they done? How have they helped you? How are they helping you? What role do they play in the partnership, in the couple? You see, you can choose to focus on what they've done wrong, or you forgot the shopping list and blah, 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 or you can choose to focus on what they did right. Oh, well, you wrote the shopping list and you thought about what we were going to buy and you put everything in the car that we needed and yeah, well, you just forgot the shopping list. So you've actually done more correct than incorrect. You see, all these variables are open. These are open variables, right? And this is the great thing about responsibility. It puts the power back in your hands to decide the variables. I just really need you to realize that only you can be responsible for yourself. And this can be scary and it can be a bit destabilizing because it removes all your habitual coping mechanisms and your habitual ways of speaking, behaving, relating, feeling and thinking. But on the other hand, it's extremely powerful because now you can be immune to some degree from situations and circumstances. You don't have to get angry because of your spouse forgetting the shopping list. That's your choice. You know, wouldn't you rather have the choice about that? Wouldn't you rather have more of a greater repertoire in that regard? It puts the power back in your hands. And if both people are doing this, if you and your spouse are both doing this, there cannot be any blame game. Because fundamentally you realize that you are both responsible. There are objective situations that will arise, okay? But both of you are responsible for how you relate to these situations, how you respond, and how you react to one another, right? You're both responsible for that. And the other person cannot be responsible for you. There cannot be a blame game. And you no longer distract yourself. You no longer shun responsibility. You no longer blame the other person. And you get a lot more things resolved without so much stuff getting in the way, without so many arguments, without so much projection, without so much blaming, without so much emotional damage getting done. The type that will slowly accumulate over the years and toxify your relationship. So that's the key principle. I just want you to really have this seared in as I say goodbye. You must look after your own speech, behavior, communication, emotions, and thoughts. Stop blaming your partner. Even if they blame you, stop blaming them. You can only steer your own the wheel of your own car. So do it very well, and you might just see how things drastically improve in your relationship, and you will find that you are using the furnace of your intimate relationship optimally. Great. Thank you everyone for tuning in once again. Just want to say before I go that I do coaching and my whole thing is basically to help you deeply understand yourself so that you can live a greater life, a more fulfilling life. So if you're would like a free discovery call with me, head to deep-psychology.com to find out more. Thanks a lot, and I'll see you next Wednesday for the next installment in this series. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, please leave a review and make sure to subscribe on Apple or Spotify. If you'd like to go deeper with this work, head to deep-psychology.com to do coaching with me. Thanks a lot, and I'll see you soon.